All right, you're good to go.
It's 6:25. We're opening the February 10th meeting. And we don't have any additions and deletions. The citizens are all home because it's snowing. Animal control has been updated. Health officers are updated. We're signing orders. That's happening. Sorry, I'm late.
No, no problem.
Got my estate plow truck.
You're better off to drive safe than.
Yeah, drive slow.
It's good. It's slick. And then I had no more to home and it started snowing. And again, boy, it's slick. Yeah, I'll tell you, it's like.
I turned into the roundabout in Cambridge and just whoop, off the curb. You know? And then just I turned the wheels, nothing happened. I didn't have the brakes on or anything.
The other morning, it was about 12 below. Oh. And they started dumping the salt on the road. Oh, and the car come down through.
Is that the one standing on end?
Leave it over on the roof.
Oh, hit that bank.
Hit that snowbank right here below the roller shed. Right over.
Riley said there was one somewhere up this way on Sunday that was like standing right
the,
up. Straight
that
here.
Was.
That the one?
It was kind of like this.
Yeah.
And up, the back was up in the trees.
Yeah. Came in that. He said it come in that corner too hot.
They were all through the corner. They were just coming out live. They ended up cutting her out of it. Seatbelt.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. There was an older couple that looked like they were going to church.
It warmed up like it is now. That snow, where they put my father put the salt on when it's 10 below there. That liquid, whatever it is. Just makes it slick.
Like they had that liquid stuff on.
Or they probably put on chloride, which will work when it's that cold, make just a little bit of water. Makes it slippery.
They pre-treat. And then they don't deal with it afterwards. They pre-treat, let it stick to the road.
You didn't see any goodies in this one? Nothing good.
Oh,
When we leak, they're almost exactly the same numbers. Mm-hmm. It makes it easy to look through them.
Tim, I put the annual report. You might want to go to the.
That.
You want to go on Monday at 7 p.m.
I got a personal invite to that meeting from. I don't remember what her name is.
Kat Gallagher.
Kat Gallagher.
I think so. Yeah.
Are you going?
Yeah. Well,
so.
You want to join me at the even spot on the table?
Sure. I think I'm going.
I don't know if I should. To be honest.
Oh, because you're chatting.
I have one question.
I have to sit at a table with a checklist.
Right.
I have one question.
You're probably right, Tim. Don't sit with me.
If you look through, Town High Park has four board members. Eden has two. Waterville has one. Belvedere has one.
Whoops.
Johnson has five. Cambridge is not part of the unified board.
That's right.
They have. How come they have six members on that board?
I don't know, understand the whole thing, but they're part of the high school.
I suppose I can get you a copy too for you to take home.
They're not part of Lamoille North.
They should have nobody in that order.
But how are they set up?
Huh?
They must pay taxes?
They pay tuition.
No, they don't pay tuition.
That's what we said when we went down in here. How come they got...
Here you go. Here's your own copy.
Thank you. Remember when we went down and counted that time in there? We had to wait for Cambridge, and we were all trying to figure out, because we thought we were all...
No problem. Cambridge is going to pass everything, because they don't care.
I know. That's exactly
because
what
they're
happened.
Not on the island.
Right.
They pay per pupil.
Right.
No, they don't. They don't believe that.
Yeah. They have to. Because they're not in the...
Unified district.
Yeah. They get it. They're not part of the budget. Their school, their local schools aren't part of it.
Their local school isn't, but I thought
the high school is.
But the high Lamoille Union, if their kid goes to Lamoille Union, they pay.
Yeah, so they vote. They do a school vote. They have
they get to vote on the budget.
Sure.
They shouldn't get to vote on the
if
budget.
If they were paying tuition, they wouldn't get to vote on the budget.
I fully agree with you. I'm just telling you how it works.
Because Wolcott kids are tuitioned in to PA and
Lamoille.
They pay tuition.
And they don't vote.
Yeah,
and they don't vote.
I might be using the wrong word, tuition. And they voted themselves off the island.
But they only voted the elementary off.
That's right. So they have two. tax rates in
Cambridge. That's what I was thinking, they must.
They have their own, they have their local school budgets.
Yeah.
And then they have the high school budget, but their high school budget only, our high school, high school budget covers
that's why
the local Eden Central and Lamoille. Their budget, when they vote on the Lamoille North budget, it's only, they only pay Lamoille North.
I just feel
they vote on their own local budget.
This is the way I feel about it. They blackmailed us into signing our school away.
Yeah.
I also would like everyone to look at the assessment data in here.
Is that the amount of kids that can read or not?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's horrible.
Let's just take a gander at that for a second.
That's pretty sad.
Well, I just heard on the news that the new
retards. Sorry.
School district.
Said it out loud.
And the dark blue, Butch, is 0 to 19%.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty ugly. So here's a little something. I don't know if you've seen it or not.
Is it your post on Facebook?
Yeah.
Yes, I have seen it.
One that says at some point we need to say it out loud.
Yeah.
Legislature is making Vermont's school funding system harder to understand, not easier. And it's, I got a lot of stuff in here about, this is where I got my personal invite from, whatever it was, after I wrote this letter. This one, and then there was another one that I wrote. It was really long. Did you see that one, too?
I didn't read the second one, though.
Did they personally invite you on your post?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So this is where we can go and voice our concern?
They'll be talking about
the school budget. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's about meeting.
Anybody out the way the way
you can ask any questions you want. It's a school budget meeting. School, it's like,
well, it's their annual meeting, which includes the school budget.
Yes. And it's like, just like when we go to town meeting, we discuss the town stuff, town budget. This is the school board meeting. Anybody can go. It's an open meeting and you can ask questions.
There's also going to be dinner provided. I don't know what it is, but there'll be dinner provided.
It's like, first question. Pay for that out of my tax return money, too?
Of course you are.
Jesus Christ. The whole thing
is, going to have shrimp.
I shouldn't get lobster. I shouldn't get too far down the road because it's really irks me. And I really don't like it. And the reason I don't like it, that property, that school in Ballfield sit on, used to be owned by my family, the whole thing. And my father and my uncle sold that whole lot, that whole V-shaped lot. I can't remember, 30 acres or something?
I don't know.
It's quite a lot. Everything from the road that Westcombe used to live on, Westcombe Road, Knowles Flat, from the point all the way to Room 100, sold that entire lot to the town of Eden for $1. Basically donated it to the town of Eden so the kids could have a place to play ball. And now, the town of Eden doesn't even own it anymore. No, it's just wrong. Fundamentally wrong. Yeah, you got four students per employee in Lamoille North. The state has like 5 students, averages 5 or 6 students per employee. The country averages 8. How many? And I forgot what the name of that. I found one. I'm going to find more of them. I found one really good one. And I don't want to tell you the name of it without looking it up because it's important to have it be right. School culture coordinator.
Huh?
What is a school culture coordinator? And why are we paying one $40,000 a year?
What?
School culture.
What do they do?
I don't know. There's all kinds of titles like that. All these titles,
title.
What are they?
And is that a position that they have at Lamoille?
Yes.
At Lamoille or at the
Cool. No, Lamar North. Basically, you're running a daycare.
But yet they want daycares to have education degrees, so that's why there's not enough daycares.
They don't want daycares. They want you going to school.
I'm sorry, an eight-week-old does not need a school teacher to change their diaper.
How many school physical therapists do you need? How many, all that stuff. You don't need any of that shit. When did the school become the place to go when you don't have enough money to go to the doctor to get your physical therapy? That's not how that works. The school is the school. It's not the physical therapy. It's not the spa treatment, whatever. You see, you did it. You sent me down the rabbit hole. All right, so we've signed the orders. We've chewed the school up and spit them out. Did anybody read the minutes?
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did. I had just one thing that I could see on 10B. It said Ricky went over that he moved one block. I'd like to clarify that I did not move a block.
They moved
the block.
See, I think it should say the Lilies.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I read that. I thought that it should have their names in there. So that's what I thought.
Yeah, why not?
And then also was I thought that was in there, that Ricky was, didn't say it was with the truck in there. It was Ricky was plowing with the town road with the town road. He was plowing it. It wasn't with a truck. It was with a town truck. Right?
With a town truck. Yeah, with a plow truck.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm saying. I just wondered, it should, because if somebody's reading it, wow, so it's plowing, but it was with the town equipment and down the town road.
Ricky.
That's what you were plowing.
Yep.
Right?
Okay. Nope. I just, because it looked, when I read that, it looked like I went up and moved one block, but I didn't move any.
And then the second half of that sentence should talk about he was standing in the way when he was driving, plowing the road.
Yeah, both of them were
plowing the road. Because they're just being antagonists. So.
And the last one was, the only thing was, is down where Rick, on the highway down there in the select board, before Ricky didn't inform, we just mentioned to him, but anyway, the pay would be the guidelines, the pay scale. So that, because we discussed that. Just want to make sure that it was
maybe
because we talked about
at the end using the guidelines.
I'm just saying because I want Ryan. Like I said, I've advocated one more time, and then I'm going to make sure that the pay. If not,
I just added
decided,
using the guidelines.
If it didn't, we
were
going to come
back
to the board.
Yeah.
We need to come back. We'll come back. We'd all discuss the pay because as long as it doesn't get Ryan's pay is. Then my thing is
it's not even his personally, it's just
the pay scale between whatever
difficult.
Somebody's been here for a while
and somebody's been here for a while. Unless they got hugely different and better, crazy different skills. Right? It's the only thing that would justify it.
Yeah.
So how do we make a motion that says that?
Well, just say with the corrections.
I'll make a motion to approve the February 10th. February 10th. No,
January.
That's February.
No.
January 27th. I got to get the right date down here. Make a motion to approve January 27th minutes with the corrections. How's that?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I said that.
We're on the
good to go.
Can you break after that, Ricky?
Yeah. Well, I kept looking at it because it's highlighted.
Sucked your eyeballs right in.
Kept wanting to go there.
You're trying to make it correct, that's all.
I was reading the minutes.
Okay, we have three overweight permits. Dead River doing business as Boards Energy. Jack F. Course, Inc. And Bake Mark USA?
Mm-hmm. They're all coming with insurance.
Oh, that's a food truck.
I'll make a motion to approve the town spec.
Excuse me.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
I heard that. Aye. Okay. All right, cool. Anything else with the highway other than getting ready to plow?
the truck, the other truck is still down to Charlie Boy's.
Still broke.
They found out the radiator was leaking. And I don't think they ordered one because they're still waiting for it. But with all the lights that have been coming on and everything, they found the wire harness that goes to the MCU.
Oh.
Is all screwed up.
Frayed or something inside?
I don't know. He said they worked 30 hours on it last week just on the wiring.
This is a brand new truck.
A brand new one.
Yeah. Are they hitting it where they want money from us?
No. They're supposed to be all under warranty is what I told them.
Okay.
And then also they found that the fuel tank, the venting system on it hasn't been working.
Oh.
And it kind of
It made pressure, building pressure in it. Oh, when it gets warmer and colder.
They couldn't vapor anywhere.
They're going to change the fuel tank. So that's still down there. They gave me an update Monday stating that they're going to try to get, when the parts all got in, they try to get it back together as quick as possible.
We're
plowing with we got two trucks. We've had a few hoses blow and stuff like that, but everything seems to be going good.
Yep.
Travis Woods, who lives here in Eaton, applied for the job.
I should know him.
He lives on Spruce Lane.
Yeah, but it...
Dean Longley's son-in-law.
Yeah, that's how I know who that is. Rachel's husband.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. He's got 13 years experience working for the town of Cambridge.
Yeah, so he kind of gets it.
So, he was looking around 25. I offered him the 25, and he starts the 19.
Oh, did he? Good deal.
Congratulations.
So you're gonna have at least
some
one
help.
Person.
Remind me.
Huh?
Just remind me.
Okay.
Later.
Yep.
I got an idea.
So.
No,
so he's been coming in. He came in yesterday. I took him around the roads, showed him the roads. We kind of all talked about splitting the route up a little differently. So kind of keep him down low here so he'll get used to it. Today I put him in the truck. I think everything's all set, right?
I think so. He's got to come back. He didn't bring a Social Security card or a birth certificate, but he just told him that he could bring it for Tuesday.
But fires, drug testing, and
yes,
everything's all set.
That got transferred from Cambridge, yes.
Yeah. And his license.
Good.
Yeah. So.
That's good news.
That's good news.
Yep.
Good
yep.
Yeah, now take a little load off you guys.
Done. So today we were doing wood, and he come out and helped me with the wood. Him and Harold helped me with wood today.
You got to keep Harold busy. Can't lay him off.
He's been coming in and helping me once in a while. Runs the wood splitter.
I can't remember where I saw him the other day. He said he likes going out and doing something. He likes to have something to do.
Yeah.
You know, don't blame him. So that's good. That's good news.
That's going to be good finally. Yep.
Perfect. Yep. So I think before the town meeting we have there, when we reorganize the board, I'd like you guys to come down to see what happens, but look at the equipment in the garage, look over everything so that in the transfer of things that everything will be in the up and up. Fires up.
Like that.
Yeah. So. Other than that, I think we're good.
All right. Ratify addition, deletion. We don't have any. Looks like we got a...
So we got the playground grant
awesome.
For the beach.
Nice deal.
Yes. So
we got to sign that.
Yes, it's got to be signed.
Do you need a motion?
I don't think so because we already.
You're accepting.
You're.
I'll make a motion to sign the grant for the playground
grant agreement.
Yeah.
A second. Sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So the ayes have it. We're going to sign this.
What?
That's good. That was pretty close to what you would look this up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to look again. This is try to get the best for
our money. But I mean, that's fairly close. It wasn't only 40,000, but half of it. We
today's
it's close to what you guys had looked for in the stuff that they had talked about. Up
remember?
There. Perfect. Like
saying, yeah, and it's good through the end of next year.
Yeah, so I'm
I think
confused.
If we plan it right, we can tear this down in the fall.
Oh, and have do it next spring. That's good.
Yeah.
Go through this for one more year, so that'd be perfect. Get one more out of this. Then you have a good plan on what you want.
Because, yeah, we have until 2027 to complete this grant.
That grant?
Yes.
Good. And it just, see, once you get the, we saw that in there, there's just the stuff that you have to stand.
That's the only place?
Yeah, so it was just that one spot. Because I got to sign that, I got to sign that back in. And then they sign
it. With all this information here that they're looking for.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. And it says highway instructor.
So the.
Talk about?
Yeah, so class, we got the email that the highway grants are available. So Ricky had mentioned wanting to just touch base with you guys about new projects that you would want to apply for.
So your structures, you could apply for a smaller structure like what we did on Griggs Road, culvert.
Okay, that's what you're asking,
some
do culverts.
Where we just had them survey that bridge down there, we could fill out. We more than likely won't get one.
Yeah.
When Jim used to come here, when we did this, Jim Cota used to come here, he wanted us to fill out for a grant every year to show the state the need for this stuff. So more than likely, you won't get one down there.
By Terry's there.
By Terry. Yeah.
But is it not going to hurt anything, right?
No.
If we apply, if it does go, then...
Chad said that he would give us an estimate on what it would cost to do that project down there.
Okay.
So,
because we got everything else there, we got the drawings and everything.
The survey and the permits and all that's all done down there.
Yeah.
So you could put one in for that down there. I don't know what we have in our structures fund or our highway reserve fund. But you're probably looking at $500,000.
Oh, I'd say so.
Don't have that.
No, but the grant would be, I think it's $200,000. That's what I'm saying. That might be too large to.
Yeah.
Because we're four something down here, by Justin's.
Was that four?
I think it was four something.
Four change.
Yeah, four.
What were we up there? Four and something.
That was four. They were pretty. The two of them were fairly close. Yeah. So
that's what I'm saying. You're going to be looking close to $500,000.
No, sorry.
Because this one's a little bit different here.
Yeah, it's a little bit
the
more
span, I think we were looking
span's
at.
Longer.
Yeah.
Well, it sets at an angle.
Yeah.
Weird angle.
But it's going to be roughly the same.
Yeah.
I mean.
But still.
It's somewhere between four and five.
Yeah.
Short,
you apply for the grant.
Grant's only $200,000.
$200,000. And then you're only going to get $150,000 from the
state. Yeah, it's like 130 something.
75, 25 or 80, 20. Or whatever they
decide. It might be 90-10, too.
But
I don't know.
We ended up lucky with that one down here, right? Wasn't it?
90-10.
Yeah,
I was going to say, it depends on which grant they decide to give us.
More than we thought for.
Yeah.
We figured that we're going to be at 20, at 80.
I think between the two funds, you'll have roughly about 450 left. I have to transfer the money still.
Yeah,
for
right.
The
so if, we got, if you did get the grant, you would have to.
You'd have to. Pump it up a little bit to get the job done, but then you'd have that would be done. And if you think about all the stuff in town, that's about it.
No, you got
a few, but nothing that bad.
And then you got to start all over.
You got that one done, and then you got that one. You got Mary Dusso. You got the one down on Crooks Road.
Yeah.
The Frying Pan Brook.
Yeah, it'd be nice to replace those pipes on Mary Dusso.
And That's going to be expensive because you got to rework Lakeville with that.
That one we got we got
the engineering. The
engineering, which we got is Miss G doing that one? I don't know what.
You're supposed to, weren't you?
I think so.
Impact.
Didn't we get the grant for that?
Yes, we did get the grant for that.
But that's what we filled out last year with for the grant.
Impact Co-Rail Tour. So you got to work that whole intersection.
You got the culvert that comes across from Co-Rail.
Yeah.
So that all has to be worked together. You might be able to do a structures grant on the one that comes across Lakeville.
From Cooper Hill.
But you've got to do the hydraulic study and the engineering and everything.
Yeah.
That's why this one's all done.
This one's ready down here.
Yeah.
And then is that one then past the snowmobile trail going toward 100. Is that a culvert in there? Is that bridge been done? That little one there by Joneses, by Kelly Joneses, is a little culvert there, right?
Oh, you just did all.
No, we did them culverts from them Kelly's up through.
Oh, the bridge?
Yeah.
The bridge is, that bridge is good.
Yeah,
that bridge was done in, I'm thinking, 98.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah. That one's all set. That, I was just thinking Blakeville up through where it'd be left.
The left one on Blakeville is, Mary Deucer Road, the big structure.
Right.
And then you got the one that comes across from Cooper Hill.
Oh,
and I think that's going to be, I think if I remember right, the hydraulic study was a 4x6 block.
Yeah, that was big.
Box culvert.
But it's because of the heavy runoff that happens when it...
The square footage of the waterway down through there.
Yeah. So, how about that culvert that's across the road right by Elwin's, between Elwin's and Stanley's trailer that burned?
That one's going to be changed.
Is that just a culvert, though?
That's a culvert.
That wouldn't be considered a structure.
Is that a culvert?
It could be, because it could be. There again, you got to do the hydraulic study on that.
Is that a 4-footer there?
I think it's 3.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, 30-inch or 3-foot.
Very big culvert. Okay. Pretty small.
Yeah. I just was wondering if that would be...
And it's never topped over.
No, that brook's... Well, that water comes out of the ground. Boy, I bet it ain't 3,000 feet before that culvert.
There's more water that comes down the hill from Tatro Drive than that.
Absolutely.
Oh, down the road from...
Just right down the road.
There's a little brook between Tatro Drive and Stanley's trailer.
Yeah.
Okay, that modular thing sets back a little bit further, right past there.
That
right in there.
That brook, that comes from off up on Cooper Hill way up.
It comes, falls Tatro Drive down, doesn't it?
Yeah, but then it peels up way, comes from
that
way
must
up.
Come in behind Stanley's house up there, his first house.
So there's this.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Of course, this will pass.
Okay. It's on the other side.
Right. Yeah.
So the brook that crosses the road right by Elwin's, it's never topped over or anything. That brook comes out of the ground, 5-minute walk behind my house. Boils right out of the ground all the time, 24/7, and it runs. It never gets big or small. It just looks like that all year. It's a big, huge spring. Yeah.
We normally apply for 3. We normally do a structures, paving, and then ditching. So I don't know if there's... Well, that's what we've done for the last few years. I don't know if that's what you guys want to continue to do.
For the top coat up there, could we apply for that? Or we already got our
grant
for that.
Okay.
You could apply for a grant to fix
East Hill
from where we paved just below Griggs Road.
Right.
And up through to where we... ended off over here just beyond.
Yeah, can you mention that maybe at some point, and if we
put a top coat on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can get Norm up there and measure it and get us a price.
If you would do that,
apply
please.
For it, we might as well go. We don't have to do it. But then
right,
we can see.
100 up. Yeah. You're talking about from 100 up the round the sharp corner.
We did 100 up around the corner as far as
Stanley's driveway or just
we went just beyond Owen Drive.
Yeah, and then you stop, and the rest of that kind of needs a little work.
To the intersection of South Palm.
It's the part we were going to have reclaimed and all that done too, and then we didn't do it, or I can't remember.
We coplaned that section from the bottom of the hill up through to the top, and then we top coated from where we started paving up there, down around the corner.
That used to be a dot.
That
might be a good one to
just do the top coat on it. You know, that would be.
If we get a grant for that, the taxpayer wouldn't have to contribute as much, right? But that would finish that for quite a few years, right? That top coat would bring that.
Unless you want to pave East Hill all the way.
No.
They probably get a run down that hill. Did boom? Get a good run.
68 at the bottom. I heard 3.
I went over to my daughter's Sunday afternoon, and I crested the top of that hill like 35, and I just let it go. I'm going near 60, coming at the bottom. I didn't push the brakes or the gas. I just wanted to see.
Well, average speed.
Yeah, but that's if you just let it go down that hill, you really get rolling.
Take a truck with a load of sand on you.
I bet.
On the ice storm.
You can just see the bottom, eh?
You want some prices? Want to check with Chad on the price on this one down here?
I think we might as well get it. We
might as
well apply for 3. We might as well apply whenever we get anything.
Apply, because all I can say is no.
No, right.
And if they say no, it's still, we can look back and
we have some money to be able to if it is a go,
to pump it up.
Right. Have
to,
yeah.
And then, did you want, is there anywhere that needs ditching that you think that we should do?
It has to meet a certain
criteria. Yeah.
Well,
it's going
to
be.
Percentage of grade.
Yeah, and it has to be class want,
and
two.
Ditching, right?
Yes, and it's going to be. I think it's
good. Let me look at that. And when is this going to be done by?
April 15th. Okay, I have to submit them.
Yeah.
Not long. Well,
before town meeting.
Done a lot of that, Ricky. You've done like up on the East Hill. You've done over the last few years.
Yeah.
You went over at South Pond, partially over into that area?
No stone line ditching over there. We changed all the culverts and ditched that.
All the way over. Took the berm off, right?
Took all the berm. Yeah, that road's all done. Yeah. Briggs Road's all done.
You guys have to sign that. To do the grants, they do need to just sign the certificate of completion for town and bridge standards and network inventory.
Yeah, okay.
The only thing that they had on that, I was looking that over, they say 1, 2, and 3. The town of Eden has no one road.
No one road.
Those are the state of Vermont's roads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a class one road up there.
Yeah, I don't know. It's from the state. I just fill in the blanks.
Well, I didn't go over that way. You got that one pretty well. It's all good.
That one there could use. We could do some over there.
Fill in the blanks.
Nice job up there for.
I can fix that.
We did that up from Jubal.
Yeah.
Through there.
Yeah.
Strike one.
Sure, whatever.
Check over on Knoll Flat, Jones Hill.
Yeah.
There's a couple spots.
There's a couple spots.
Needs under drain.
Yeah. There's another one that's getting, you know, starting to get. Yeah.
You can also put a note at the bottom.
You can't use a pavement for this. You can't use this. This has to be on a.
You do.
No.
Right before you sign it, just put it down. I'm just thinking of buying top roads, that's all. And then all of you sign it.
Mm-hmm. This all has to be done on class 2 roads, correct?
For
the ditching and everything.
I believe so.
That's where the kicker is. So it has to either be done on North Road.
Yeah. Okay.
Or East Hill.
And that's the kicker that we get with the paving too, is it has to be class 2.
Yeah.
And the reason why it connects to town.
Okay. Well, I just was looking at that one because I see that it's starting to get a little bit.
But that you want to use some of your paving money
before that gets so bad down there, because I see it starting to come out over.
That needs three sections of underdrain put in it.
Yeah.
Right there by Kenneth Ingalls' house.
Yeah.
Water bubbles out there.
Yeah.
Down at the very bottom before you get to where they had the skidder, the log road out there.
Yeah.
There's one there, and then down at the very bottom.
Right at the bottom, yeah.
Just up from Dale Ingalls'.
Yeah.
There's another one there.
All right, so we're going to apply for, probably sounds like we don't really need the ditching grants unless we can.
We'll look at them and see.
Look at them, see what you got.
You might be able to do some on North Road. We just changed some culverts up there by Roger Lawyers.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that just.
Percentage, you got that percentage of grade.
Right.
And we're doing the paving. So you
right,
might
so I need a great time to try to get that.
Yeah,
because you probably want to do the work anyway. So if you can get a grant to do it, why not, you know?
And we can do it ahead of the paving because it's going to be done earlier this year.
We probably won't get this grant for this.
Yeah, I was going to say, it probably won't be done for the. It'll be for next year.
But that's all right. If you just do it, just be careful when you're doing this.
So is someone making a motion to sign that?
I'll make a motion to sign the road and bridge standards.
I crossed that one out. The road right there. We don't have any
one
roads. That way I feel better about signing it too. I'll second it. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Oh, yeah,
I get it. You have to sign it again at the next meeting. Just cross it out.
There you go. You could have put right on it. The town of Eden does not maintain any class 1 roads.
I could have said that.
Well, Dad, you did have to help this weekend.
Yeah. What?
You did have to help this weekend.
Okay, so. Any town meeting discussion? Are you done? Are we done with grant updates?
Yes, I'm done with that.
Any other grant track?
Yeah, I told you everything that we needed to do last time. The only thing
for thank you very much.
The only thing for town meeting that I have that I wanted to show you was this came in. I will admit I made a mistake and wrote the wrong year on it. I put 2026 instead of 2025. So sorry.
It is 2025.
Yes, but technically, it's
to
him. That's nice. 2025, but I...
No, we're actually getting actually to we're town meeting today.
Town meeting on 2026, so that works perfectly.
Okay.
Good job. Okay. I like it. It's cool looking.
Very nice.
Nice, yeah.
Good job. She'll like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The award will be given town meeting day 2026.
There we go.
Perfect.
Yeah. Are we going to print out your spiel of what you're going
to... Yes, I have. I already have it
printed. Printed, because I can't.
So you can read it.
Yes. I have it printed. I already have it saved for him. So that
he... I'll remember.
And then I'll bring it and put it right in this spot for him.
Are you guys going to show up a few minutes early in case we need to have a briefing before we start?
Yep.
Sure.
Yeah,
when does it start? 8 o'clock?
It starts at 9. I just think there's some things that are kind of important that there might be questions on. So I'm going to gather up some information and have it handy.
Oh, are those, when do those come back?
We're supposed to have, we got approved today, and the finals are supposed to be here by Thursday.
You got any
questions? Do you want a special meeting before town meeting?
Not necessarily, just a few minutes before in case I need to get
information. They'll have a meeting. You guys have a meeting on the 24th.
We have a meeting on the
24th. On the 24th anyways.
I might have everything
done. We should.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. But if you'll, I'll be there early anyways. If you need help set up and stuff.
Yeah.
Is Julie helping?
Yes.
Yeah. There should be plenty of people there.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice that you have good help. That comes in and helps you.
It is nice. It would be nice if we could get some other people to relieve some of these people that have been doing it forever. But
I think they enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
I think they enjoy doing
it. Yeah, that's good.
Some of them do. Some of them
I just feel like I'm always asking the same people because they're the only ones that say yes.
They may be offended if you didn't ask them.
Well, I would ask them anyway, but when they don't want to, I don't know.
Yeah, they might feel left out. The boys were, I had to work last Sunday. The boys were coming in, had to go and work. Do some work on Sunday. It's like, I said, well, you want me to come in? No, I think we're okay. I kind of felt left out until he came back and said, oh, yeah, we got plenty of work for you to do on Sunday.
You're like, never mind. I don't vote to come in.
Yeah, it would just be nice. Well, all right, so town meeting discussion we're kind of discussed.
Oh, wait, one more thing.
One more thing?
Yeah, I had a note. This is just more like a heads up. Colleen will be sending someone for a milfoil update. Is that right? Is that
what? Oh, yeah, she wanted to know if they could talk for 5 minutes or so just to give an update on milfoil. I said, well, we have to ask the voters for approval for you to talk, but I don't see it being a problem.
Yeah, we just have to ask.
Well, Bruce, I was watching a thing on milfoil last night on the news.
No, what was that?
Danville got denied
the permit.
Bombazine.
Bombazine.
It was in Danville, right?
Bombazine.
Oh, because somebody...
They've been fighting that left and right.
Somebody took offense to the chemical.
Yeah.
And it had a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I believe my personal opinion of it.
But the state didn't give them the permit.
They sued them and said, you can't do this. Because I don't want you to do it. I'm a person that owns property on a lake. I'm suing you. You can't put this chemical in the lake. And what ended up happening is the first judge sided with the person that did the suing, so you can't put the chemical in. Then this last one was the Court of Appeals sided with the person that sued, so they can't put the chemical in. All the rest of the people on that lake are fucking pissed. Because that lake...
My
ears perked right up when I heard that. And they're going, oh, I paid attention.
It ain't that the state denied them the permit.
Private
entity sued the living crap out of them. They had enough money. Now,
the state wouldn't give them a permit because they didn't want to be in Parliament lawsuit.
Well, no. The state didn't deny the permit. The court said...
The court ruled you can't do it.
Yeah. Whether the state gives you a permit or not. The court has said no. Yeah. So... my personal opinion, the person with all the money and they own property on the lake because they have to be an interested party. I think they're going to buy up the camps and then they'll take care of it themselves. That's what I think.
And they'll have their own private lake?
Yeah, they'll buy up the camps cheap and then they'll have the milfoil eradicated, and then they'll sell the camps for expensive. I'm not an idiot. I can figure out what they're doing. Clear as a bell. Why, if you had enough money to stop something like that, why would you ruin that lake?
Right.
Why would you not take the risk? But then there's a whole bunch of people saying, oh my God, everybody that gets near this stuff dying of cancer and the bullfrogs are gay and on and on and on. And on. It's like, whatever. You know? It's like, there's so many studies that say that the chemical is safe, right? But then they get these, I don't know, it just drives me nuts. People just don't know enough to mind their own business. So that's what I see. I see this person who has a lot of clout and a lot of money shutting that whole lake down. They're going to let the lake fill up with weeds. Everybody's going to sell their cans off.
Where even is this lake?
Bombazine?
Yeah.
Down by Castleton.
Okay. I was like, I don't even know where this lake is.
Nice what Castleton?
Lake. It's a nice little lake. It's not a very big one, but it's a nice little lake. There's quite a few houses. It's a,
yeah.
What's the one?
As near as I can tell
bigger
you.
Bigger than the one that's up at, out of.
It's pretty good size lake, Bombazine.
Oh, wow.
But you can't run a boat on it in the summer now because there's too much milfoil. You just can't. And then there's camps. I was reading where there's some camps where there's almost no milfoil in front of the camps. Imagine, what do you imagine happening there? You think those people are buying this Pyrocore, whatever it is, taking care of it themselves?
Nothing else like that.
Anyway, grand list certification of no appeals. We don't have anybody, no grievances yet.
Nothing unresolved.
No. Okay, so I guess I'll make a motion that we sign the certificate of no appeal or suit pending so we can verify the grand list from the listers. All in favor? Opposed?
Another one signature.
I don't know. Selectman or mayor?
That's you.
There's five lines, so I think all six.
I think all of us have to sign.
Okay.
I don't know who the mayor is. Chucky, I thought. Chucky Brown's mayor.
I thought Bruce was the mayor.
Oh, that's right. Bruce Malone. I forgot about him.
Mayor Bruce.
You guys, so we're signing that thing. Did you read this thing?
Oh, yes.
Well, it can't be on the warning. It's too late.
Yeah. I told them that.
Yeah. Too late.
They just asked
us
to pass it along, so I did.
Yeah.
Day late, dollar short.
Yep. Try again next year.
Well, I also, first I sent them the information saying that they needed 5% of the voter petition, mm-hmm. and that they were too late. And they just asked that I pass it along.
You read it, Tim?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, do you not see Tim's face?
No, I read it. I read it, and then I committed it to the dung heap of stuff I'm not going to remember. Other?
I think I just feel on that one here, they're a day late and dollar short.
Yeah, they're too late to get it on the motion. If they want to come to town meeting and stand up and...
Can't.
Oh, no, they can't.
Yeah, they can't. Yeah.
They can
They
can do it after town meeting when under Bruce, other business and non-binding. Mm-hmm.
Bruce says other business. Anybody got anything to say or whatever at the end?
Yeah.
Before we fully adjourn.
Yeah.
They're more than welcome to stand up.
Non-binding. Both.
Yeah.
I got a question too about that. Okay. Other. There's any FYI. Any FYIs?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is part of that, right?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like three pages. I think it got stuck together.
That's the part that I was like, what?
Yeah.
No. Oh, anyways. Office edition. I'm going to tell you, boys, I haven't got to it. I haven't got to that. Change that bid papers yet. I just haven't. So, I mean, the world is turning fast right now.
So, as the discussion was going on here, with this addition, if Bush wants to, I'd like to have him involved in this addition.
That'd be good, yeah.
Even afterwards, if all depending on what happens.
Well, yeah, that's no problem.
Because of his knowledge
and he's been involved in this right along, I feel it's a good idea. And, you know, that's my personal opinion.
And like I said, if I'm just going to see how everything goes.
Yeah, but you'd have more. You have more. It'd be better that way. It would be. Anyways,
we'll see.
Yeah, so I haven't got
the other thing is, just so you know, you might want to get it for the next meeting, because you did say that you were going to put things out to bid at the first of the year in one of the meetings. So
yeah, we wanted to get stuff started out, and you've already got some concrete prices.
Nothing. We had our concrete price there.
Nothing on hard. Yeah, well, I guess you did have a hard bid.
We had a hard bid on the original thing with all the upper part.
Before
but
we cut back. And just
but we could cut. We can get a new. We'd have to get a new bid anyway, because the bid's no longer good.
Unfortunately, that's on me.
Yeah.
Because the dirt work and the concrete is the document here that needs to be.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just letting you know that.
I own that. I just haven't got to it yet. No. Been too busy writing letters to the editor. So I think that's all, right? What'd you say, Butch?
Make the motion to adjourn.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So we are now adjourned.